So just a few ha'aris, shorter ha'aris, as it relates to today's daf. So first on Amud Aleph, the Gemara discussed different halachos as it relates to Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. And one of the things that emerged from today's daf is that the Yidden never fasted 2 days Yom Kippur, Misveika D'Yoyma. And if you think about it, it's really a very, very big chiddush. Because to the extent that the Yidden were unsure of when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, as a result, there were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as a result, there were 2 days of the first day Sukkot, as a result, instead of Sukkot being 7 days, but Sukkot Teshfu, Shivas Yomim, Sukkot ends up being 8 days, instead of which meaning Atzeres being 8 days, it ends up being 9 days, right? It's because Sveikat Yomim, we don't know when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. So if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh was, then you don't know when Yom Kippur is. If you don't know when Yom Kippur is, the Chayyim should have to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. And the Gemara, it's Mavur not. The Gemara said that Rava used to fast 2 days Yom Kippur, but it sounds like it was only Rava. 1 year, Rav Nachman ended up fasting 2 days Yom Kippur, but really the Minig Yisrael was to fast 1 day Yom Kippur and not 2 days Yom Kippur. So the truth is that we have a related raid bite on this. The name of the raid bite is, why did Jews never observe 2 days Yom Kippur with Raid and Lamdis? But really, the Kasha is the Ritva's Kasha in our Sugya. And the short answer is, it's based on this idea that really underpins all the Sugyas of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. It's not an easy Sugya, the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's epically hard. But at the same time, one of the Yesoidis that for sure we have to take away from learning all these Gemaras is Mimois Ezra Ve'elach Loi Matzinu Elo Me'uber, which means not every year, but almost every year, from the times of Ezra up until the times of the Amiram, Leimatzinu Elo Me'uber, Elo was 29 days, which meant that Rosh Hashanah was always 30 days from when Rosh Chodesh Elo was. Which means that even though the Yidden and Galus didn't know for sure when Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot was, but they had a pretty good idea. And really, they were able to be Samech and Roif to know when Rosh Hashanah was. And based on that, they would know when Yom Kippur and Sukkot was. Okay. So why do you keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Why do you keep 2 days Sukkot? And why don't you keep 2 days Yom Kippur? So says the Ritva, because even though there was a Rive, but still, the Metzias is that sometimes El was Mo'ober. So because of that Sad Rachuk, the thought was you should always keep 2 days Yontif. Yom Kippur, being that there is a Rive, and to fast 2 days Yom Kippur is so hard, even Rav Nachman in the Sugya is bemoaning the fact, he quoted a Pasuk in Eicha, Kalam Ayurayt Feinu Minishrei Shamayim, because he was going to end up having to fast on 2 days Yom Kippur. So that's a huge deal. In fact, there's a principle in Geizun Gzera Latzibu, Chain Rav Atzibu Yachal Lamidba, and it's for that reason the Ritva says, the Minig Yisrael was never to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. The Aruch Laner, on our Gemara, and other Achroinim, in different places in Shas, asks a bomb kasha from a Gemara in Masechtas Tainus, also on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses a certain doctor whose name was Abba Umana. The Gemara says Abba Umana, he was a physician, Hava Asi Le Shlomo Mi Masifta Derekiah Kol Yom. Every single day, he would get a Shalom Aleichem from the Masifta Derekiah. So he would wake up in the morning, and he would literally get a git morgan. It came a baskel from the Masifta Derekiah, whatever exactly that means. But this Dr. Abba Umana, this happened to him every single day. Gemara says, Ula Abaya kol ma'ali yoyim ed Shabbos. Abaya wasn't zoicha to get this every day. Abaya got it every Erev Shabbos. L'Rava, he wasn't even zoicha to get it every Erev Shabbos. He got a kol ma'ali yoyim ed Kippurim. He would get it every Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, Ava kochol sh'dayte da Abaya mishum da Abba Umana. Abaya had kina seifrim. He had chalitza sadas. He thought he's so chashev. Every Erev Shabbos, he gets like a Shabbos, as a varm degrees from the Sifta Derekiah. Abba Umana, he gets it every single day. And Abaya had chalitza sadas. So the Gemara says that he was telling his Talmidim that he doesn't understand why he's any worse than this doctor. Amulei, so they told him, Leimotzis lamevet ko'uvdei. Said, Abaya, I'm telling you, you have no idea what a tzaddik this yid is. If you were put in the nesmatzev of nesoyin that he has, you'd never be able to withstand. So the Gemara says, Nu, mahava uvdei da Abu Umana. What was it? And they told Abaya, they said, Chiyava oven milso, that this doctor, so he treated men and women. They were both his patients. But at the same time, he was very makbid with tznias. Number one, have a machis gavr l'chud v'nashi l'chud. He had a separate waiting room for men and a separate waiting room for women. Additionally, for islei levusha de ispe karna, the havas bezia k'niko silta, ki havas asyolei itza, have a malbish l'ki heichid alei nestakoba. The point is that he used to make sure that if he was ever treating a woman, so like this, he wouldn't violate any inyanim of tznias. Not just that, they told him, Islay Duchta de Tznia. He has a very private place, meaning when it comes to collecting copays or whatever course, he needs to collect. So he said he has a separate room. The shadibe pshita shakel, this lay shadibe. The less lay lay mechsef. You know, the policy is we don't know who paid what. You want to pay, pay. You don't want to pay, don't pay. In fact, there's even money there. If you want to take some of my money that one of my other patients gave me, that's also okay. Kevin misrami le tzubim rabbanon. If the tzubim rabbanon never came as a patient, agrimine lay shakel. He pshita never took any money. Ubasin dekai. Not just that, he would tell him after he came for his visit, he says, "Nu dohasta padala." It's like this, you're going to have something. For Amrale, and he would tell him, Bari Nafshach, and would give him brachas, meaning he treated him, he benched him, he even gave him money. This was the story of Abu Umana. So the Gemara tells that Abaya was a little unsure. He wanted to really see for himself whether Abu Umana is mamish what they make him out to be. And the Gemara says he sent Talmidim and they came back and it was posh in Nishtayim. So this was Abu Umana. Abu Umana was Zoicha. Every single day they came to me, Masifta the Rekia, they gave him Shalom Aleichem. Abaya got it every Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara makes a big deal about the Chalish and Sadas that Abaya had. Rav only got it once a year. Rav got an Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, have a kachol shataita de Rav mishum da Abaya. Rav also had chalish nadas. Rav was bal plukta throughout Shas, Abaya ve Rav, the Amri Travayu. So he had chalish nadas because of Abaya. Amru Le, they told him, mistayich de komagnas akula karaka. That even though it's true, you don't have the schus maybe for this to happen every Erev Shabbos, and certainly not every day, but at the same time, the whole city that you live in is being protected in your schus. Maybe it means mechuzah because of what was going on in mechuzah. But either way, said the whole city that you live in is being protected because of you. So don't think you don't have schusim. Rava da has grosses schusim. But the bottom line is tainas davchav aleph. Abu Umana got a grease from a sifted derikia every single day. Abaya, every Erev Shabbos. Rava got it every Erev Yom Kippur. Freik da aruch laner. Koshali. Says Abba Bambakasha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, davchav aleph amar aleph, that Rava had this unbelievable chumrah. Rava used to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. The reason he fasted 2 days Yom Kippur was because of Sveikah Diyayim. And even though really in Halachi and Amachuyv to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. Like the Ritva says, because Mimois Ezra ve'elach loy matzino elam over. But afal pikein, Rava took upon himself a chumrah. Ein goizun gzera ala tzibur. She'ein roiv had Sibur Yechaylam Lamed Papa. Rava was a Yachid. Rava was from the Yechidim who was able to live on this Madrega, and as a result, he fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. Abba Freik Darach Laner, if Rava have a Ruggle that every single Erev Yom Kippur, they would come to him from Masif to Derekia, so he knew when Yom Kippur was. So if he knew when Yom Kippur was, so what was his fake of the Yomah? Azai Freik Darach Laner, a Geshmak Akasha. Agav, parenthetically, he says, why was Rava Zoicha to this Erev Yom Kippur? Why? If it was once a year, why was it Erev Yom Kippur? So Pashin, you'll say, what do you mean? Erev Yom Kippur is a very chash of a day, I guess. But why Erev Yom Kippur? So he says, Mayerdik. He says, Erev Yom Kippur is the day that a person is the most meluchlich bechet. When is a person dirtiest on a spiritual level? It's Erev Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you get Slicha Mechila. And then Rishon Lechesh Avoinis, the clock starts ticking all over again. And then Averis pile up and pile up and pile up until it reaches the climax on Erev Yom Kippur. And then Yom Kippur, we start again. So the day that you would think that the person has the most chatam, you never think of it that way. But maybe the dirtiest day from a chet perspective is Erev Yom Kippur. So if it's Erev Yom Kippur, that was the simen. The Aruch Laner says they were showing Rava from Shemayim that even today, which is the one day, no, even today you have the schos that were coming to you. But either way, fake the Aruch Laner, Rava is the one that kept 2 days. L'chayra Rava himself knew when Yom Kippur was because they used to come to him mimesifta derekit. So you could say maybe like b'Shemayim, right? We could stop being mafalful a little bit. But the Aruch Laner says a very gishma. Olchaner says Yesh Loima that was just the opposite. See, what happened was Rava didn't always have this baskal or this grease come from a sifted Rekia, but Rava took upon himself a chumrah. His chumrah was that he used to keep 2 days Yom Kippur, and because of the fact that he kept 2 days Yom Kippur, in that schus the matan schara betzida was that he was going to get a reward associated with Yom Kippur. And the reward associated with Yom Kippur was that every Erev Yom Kippur they came to Rava. And says the Aruch Laner, it was a double reward. Because number one, it was a reward that they came to him from Masifta Derki on the last day of the year, the day you would think he was the most meluchlich bechet. But there was a double reward. And that was Rava didn't have to fast 2 days Yom Kippur anymore. Because once they started coming to him from Shemayim, then he knew when Yom Kippur was. And once he knew when Yom Kippur was, it wasn't a gay anymore. So he said, Faket, this was like a gather of Abola Tyre Messiah Noisai. So Rava wanted to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. He wanted to make sure he got it 100% right. So you know what they did from Shemayim? Rava, you're not going to have to worry about it. You're going to get such a gewaldiges matona. We're going to come to you on Erev Yom Kippur Daiko. And we're going to give you Azash Shalom Aleichem. And you know what the punchline is? You won't have to keep. So Rava, together with everybody else, stopped. He wasn't either keeping 2 days Yom Kippur. The difference is, Rava had once kept 2 days Yom Kippur. He had the sensitivity to keeping a second day Yom Kippur. He took upon himself this chumrah, and as a result, he knew not to keep a second day Yom Kippur based on this baskal or this grease that he got from Masifta Derekiah, and that's the first star.